Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour lifts you up and helps you move forward. Opportunities to expand our consciousness are all around us. So how will you use them? My guest on today's show is author and spiritual healer Jessie Ann Nichols George, and she said that in 30 seconds, you can create miracles, save lives, and find fulfillment. She's the author of the new book, Activating Compassion, Letting Go of Judgment and Creating Love, Joy, and Peace in Everyday Life. And I'll introduce you to Jessie in just a moment, but first, I want to let you know that I am coming to you from a beautiful cottage tucked in the back garden of a hidden neighborhood in San Francisco. And as I sit here, I'm looking out over a lemon tree and past it to the San Francisco Bay. This is my idea of heaven, I've got to tell you. It's also not wonderful for radio because I don't have a very good connection. So if the sound is a little weird, just take that in stride and imagine me sitting here by the lemon tree bringing you love and good vibes from California. Now, all the San Francisco gallery readings and private and public sessions are now booked full. Thank you so much. Wow, it's going to be great to connect with so many of you on this trip. And if you're in L.A., you want to join me for a special evening with wonderful and wise Dr. Michael Lennox. On Thursday, October 24th, we are teaming up for an in-person, tons of fun gallery reading where you can bring your questions and take advantage of Michael's astrological wisdom and my madcap blend of intuitive guidance, compassion, and clarity. There are a few seats still available, so if you're in LA or you can get there, check out the details for the October 24th event at KarenHager.com. And this is a good time anyway to ask you to go to KarenHager.com and just click on everything. The new session of the Breathe, Love, Live, Healing classes begin in just a couple of weeks. There's an online gallery reading coming up. There's tons of other stuff to check out. And you know what? If you trade me your email address, I will send you a free guided meditation, and then you'll be on my list and you'll be in the loop. All that is at KarenHager.com. And now, Jessie Ann Nichols George is the author of four books founded on the principles of compassion. She's the creator of the Genesis Clearing Statement and the Compassion Tutor. Jessie's an integrated development specialist with more than 33 years of experience working with clients and assisting others with their life processes. She's a 13th generation spiritual healer, energy tuner, life, relationship, spiritual and wellness coach, and a holistic and natural lifestyle advisor. She's also a 13th generation Druidic practitioner, honoring and appreciating the harmony of all things. Jessie's a speaker. She's got her own radio show, too. You can learn more about the work that she's doing at Jessie Ann Nichols George 1, the number 1, .com. Jessie, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Karen, thank you so much. It's absolutely a pleasure to be here with you today. And I was in San Francisco, gosh, about a year and a half ago, so I know exactly what you're saying about some of those little cottage areas and coming in clear in some of those areas. I ran into that while I was there, but it's a beautiful area. It's deeply in my heart.
It is in my heart, too. You know, I lived here for more than 22 years. There's a real sense, and I was an adult when I came here, but there's a sense in which I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. It began, it's where my spiritual journey really kicked in. It's where I made connections that I still hold so dear. And for me to be back here, even with lousy internet connection, is just fabulous. Well, now, so you've got more than 33 years of experience. You have so many tools, so many gifts. What is it that led you to focus on compassion?
Yeah, and it's interesting that all of these things, like you say, there's so many gifts there. And I think like a lot of people, when I first sat down, it was a little bit challenging to find that that one thing that was going to be my key message or my key focus. And it was kind of interesting that I was never really that popular kid growing up. I kind of accepted I was just different. I liked different things. I wasn't running with, you know, the popular crowd going through school. And I went through my fair share of being bullied and things like that along the way. I think there's been enough people that have dealt with that, and this issue is really coming back out again in society. And it's interesting to me, as I've talked to people from those, like, high school years and things like that in more recent times since I've been on social media, that they've actually come out. How many of those that were in the popular group also felt bullied or pressured or things like this as well? So I guess for me, it was a matter of narrowing down and realizing that, since I couldn't come up with the initial focus, I thought, well, what's my pet peeve? You know, what really irritates me? What really kind of gets under my skin? And what I came up with was judgment. Judgment is what got to me. People looking at people, making assumptions and judgments, and not knowing anything about the person or the situation. And I had dealt with a lot of that in my years in corporate America and things like that. So I decided, okay, well, if judgment's my pet peeve, then what's the solution or what's the counterpart to judgment? And I came up with compassion, because with compassion, we've got that understanding. We've got that awareness that comes with looking at more than what our eyes can see. So I thought, well, then now there's something to work with. I can deal with that. I can work with that. And it's kind of interesting, because when I was first looking at a message a couple of years ago, it was, gosh, about a year, a little over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, and it had been about 3 years ago that my boyfriend kept saying to me, you know, you've got all this great information. You've really got to get some books out there. You've really got to do some writing. And I'm like, no, you've got the wrong person here. You don't get it. I don't write. You know, like, I write for fun, but I don't write books. He's like, oh, you should still write books. And then I was working with a bunch of people online, because I had started doing some work online with people. And in doing that, I had a lot of clients that were starting to come to me at the same time going, yeah, so wonderful that you've got all this work and that you're there for us, and we love what you're telling us, but I need something when you're not around. I really wish you'd write a book. And that's about what I said. Okay, universe, I get it. I'll write a book. And that's when I had to sit down and find the focus. And what's been great is that even as I delve into the different areas, like relationships, which I've just put out a set of books on relationships, the foundational theme is still compassion. So it runs through every area of our life, and it has a place in everything that we do.
And the new book, the one that we're focusing on today, is Activating Compassion. And that suggests to me that you believe that compassion is lying there sleeping in all of us, and that there are ways that we can wake it up.
Compassion, and that is correct, Karen, compassion is our true nature, just like love and abundance and all of these other amazing things. Compassion is our true nature. So it is always there. It's just a matter of whether we're going to bring that out and whether we're going to use that in our lives, whether we're going to open that door and implement it to our benefit. And it is a very big key to making things happen in our life. It's a very big key to relating with other people and taking care of ourselves.
Oh, wonderful. We're just getting started here with Jessie Ann Nicholas George. Her new book is Activating Compassion, Letting Go of Judgment, and Creating Love, Joy, and Peace in Everyday Life. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. There's a wonderful tradition of chair dancing on this show, and Brian's in the studio today, and he's putting on music not just to get me to dance in my chair a little bit, but maybe to help you raise your vibration. Dance around. Don't be afraid. When you move your physical body in a joyful way, when you laugh, when you allow yourself to feel joy, it changes everything. Yes, there will still be lousy things. Yes, things will still be unexpected that happen to you. And yet, when you are lifted up, when you've raised your vibration, you're coming from a place where you can deal with anything that life throws at you from a much more centered and joyful place. So thank you for chair dancing. My guest on today's show is Jessie Ann Nicholas George. Her new book is Activating Compassion, Letting Go of Judgment, and Creating Love, Joy, and Peace in Everyday Life. And Jessie, you mentioned in the first segment that you had been bullied and that experience of being judged, the cruelty that you see, that the way that we relate with other people really focused you on compassion. And I'm wondering, there are people who might say that the compassionate stance is a weak one, that when you're compassionate, people can take advantage of you. It means you have no boundaries. You're just a big, gushy pile of love. What do you say to those people?
And that is interesting. It is a big perception that people have with compassion. And I think one of the ways that people really will relate to compassion is it's a very heart-centered energy. And so being compassionate and having boundaries are really two separate things, because we cannot have boundaries whether we're compassionate or not. and compassion, actually, when we are coming from compassion, we are coming from a place of strength and confidence. We're at a point that we're not being swayed by all the crowds and all the worrying about how much somebody thinks about us so much, or living by other people's perceptions. We recognize the importance of taking in information from people and taking in what they're perceiving and learning from that, but we're not letting them run over us. So compassion is always a choice. It's a gift that we give people. And so if you're giving somebody a gift, you can't be taken advantage of. The only way you can be taken advantage of is if you choose not to have any boundaries. And this is something that I do talk about in the book, how important it is to remember to balance what you're doing for other people, to look at what are you really giving to? Because sometimes we get in that trap of believing that, well, as long as I'm giving to people, then I'm doing this compassionate thing, or I'm being a really good person. But if we take the example, you know, for example, let's say somebody runs into a tough time in their life, and you say, oh, yeah, come on, you can live at my place for a while, but then that person doesn't do anything. You know, they don't do anything to help you out. They don't try to go find a job. They don't try to do anything. And then the next thing you know, you actually start finding out maybe they're dealing drugs into your roof. Okay. So that allowing that person to continue to stay there is not being compassionate with yourself. It's not being compassionate with anybody else in the household. It's not being compassionate to that person, actually. And that's where some of those lines get very, very blurred in there. When we're doing that. And people think, well, with compassion, that means I just have to give and give and give and give every time somebody asks me of something, and that's not necessarily the case, because sometimes with compassion, what we need to do is to say no. Saying no is the compassionate thing.
Oh, yes, I agree with that. For me, I've had to learn, because I was brought up, I'm a good Midwestern girl, and I was brought up that a good person does for others and does for others until they're either sick or dead, and then, right, and then they're complaining about why no one else does for them, right? And as I lived in the world, I realized that I can be compassionate from a place of tremendous strength, where I am not only able to be compassionate to others, but compassionate to myself. And that's part of where those boundaries come in. That I respect myself, I love myself enough to not get myself into a situation where I've taken in some guy who's dealing drugs under my roof and we're in big trouble, right?
Right. And with that concept too, Karen, is the aspect that if we're not giving for the sake of giving, if we're not giving because we genuinely want to help somebody. So, for example, there's a lot of people that fall into that aspect of giving because they feel obligated or expected to give or things like that, then we start moving into a role that's actually selfish instead of compassionate. We also move into the martyr role, like, look at me, look at how much I'm giving, look at how much I'm doing for other people. And that's not compassion either. So we really do kind of blur those lines. Again, some of that intent, coming back and saying, you know, am I giving because this is something I genuinely want to do with somebody? I genuinely am feeling moved to help this person in some way. And as you say, one of the things I bring up is about compassion with the self. We need to take time for ourselves. If we're not rejuvenating ourselves, if we're not giving ourselves our own personal time, if we're not balancing out giving to others with giving to ourselves, we're going to get out of balance. We're going to get burned out. And once we get burned out, we don't have anything left to give. And that then puts us in a place of, well, what are you going to do then? You know, your compassion is not coming out because you have nothing left to give. And this is part of another aspect that happens with people who give and give and give that fall into some of those patterns of in a sense, overgiving, or what a friend of mine, Tina Irwin, calls compassion burnout. Yeah. In that sense. They get so that the serving of others is really more self-serving, and they burn out on it. And we don't want to get to that burnout stage. What we want to do is to realize that it's very important to us to receive. We think about how good it feels to us when we give something genuinely to somebody else. We need to let others get that experience by giving to us as well. And the more that we allow ourselves to receive from others, the more that we have to give. And this is part of that cycle of abundance that we hear so much about, living that abundant lifestyle and how does abundance get generated and things like that, is because we need to learn how to receive, because in that receiving, that's one of the greatest gifts we can give.
And that's so difficult. I know a lot of women, I'm one of those women, who were brought up in that kind of martyr pattern. It was mirrored for us, and we've lived into it sometimes without even realizing that we're doing it. And as I work to shift that in myself, one of the most difficult things that I find is allowing other people to do for me, to give to me.
Yes, and it's very interesting how many judgments are in that giving pattern or that martyr pattern. We don't think about that. And I kind of chuckle when I ponder on that concept, because we're, like you say, there's so many religions that teach martyr, martyr, martyr. You've got to give and give and give until it hurts, right? And so what happens in there is there's actually a judgment that goes along with that sometimes, that is other people can't do for themselves. They're not going to get it done, so I need to do it. And that's really our ego talking. That's really our pride talking. That's not compassion. So it's a very interesting line in there, and we don't even stop to think about it. People think, well, I'm giving, I'm being compassionate, I'm doing these things, and of course I want to help these people. They don't stop to think that those judgments may be underlying that as well.
And it brings the whole notion of service into a very different context, I feel. Whatever your spiritual path, service is an important part of any spiritual path, because that's how we experience the world. It's how we grow. It's how we come into greater awareness of ourselves. But if service means I'm giving and giving and giving and resenting every second of it, that might not be service, as you're saying.
Right. And that's very true. And we have a variety of different ways of serving. And of course, when I first started on compassion, and one of the keys that I've worked with my different books, is to focus on tackling these big, giant concepts like this and putting them into everyday language, practical steps, practical ways that people can implement these things into their life. And we think of compassion. I know when I started out, I'm like, well, okay, isn't that kind of like something that's reserved for priests and ministers and gurus and monks, and they can have, like, they've got 12 hours a day to sit around meditating and doing all these things? I don't have that. And then you start to think about service, and you think, okay, well, that's somebody who's going out and they're volunteering constantly, and they're involved in 20 different community organizations, and I don't know about you, but I personally don't have the time for that in a normal life, and most of the people around me I know don't have the time for that unless they're retired. And even some of those people don't have time for that. And so then we start to get in those aspects of, well, service comes down to whether I will follow my passion, right? Because that's a big thing these days. We got to follow our passion. We've got to get in there. And I'm completely pro people doing that because I believe very strongly that when we're doing what we love, that there's a lot of other benefits and rewards that go with that. However, service comes in every position that we are in, no matter where we are in life, whether we are, even if we're unemployed, or whether we're working at a fast food restaurant or Walmart or wherever it is, or whether we're following our passion and we've built an amazing business for ourselves. Service is in every part of our life. It's about an openness. It's about a willingness. And it's about coming with an open heart. And when we really look at the core of religions and belief systems and spiritual systems, it's about coming from that core of the heart, not forcing ourselves to do it. You know, again, because if we're forcing ourselves, we're probably not receiving enough. And we're needing to do more to balance our own selves out at that point. And it's okay. We shouldn't feel guilty for that or anything like that. Because, again, the more we, if we need to take those times to balance ourselves out or to give to ourselves or to receive, then we need to do that so we can get back into that other space. But service is a joy.
Right up against the break.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Jessie Ann Nichols George. And I want to share her website with you. You're going to have to do some spelling, but it's worth it, okay? Her website is jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com. And are you ready? J-S-E-A-N-N-Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, George, and the number 1.com. jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com. It's worth it because when you get to her website, you're going to be able to take a look at all of her work, not just see the Activating Compassion series, but also she's got new books coming out that are out now about relationships. There's a lot there. So jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com is the website that's worth the spelling. Go over there now, please. Jess, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Karen. It's just so great to be here today and sharing with you and sharing with your listeners. And like you, I really appreciate you giving that website out because there's so much more there for people, from little video tips to just all kinds of things I always have coming up, courses and everything. So I really appreciate that.
Wonderful. Now, we were talking just as we slid into that break about how you can get to a place where service burns you out, where you're giving and giving and giving, and then you can't create from that place of emptiness. You can't create from that place of I got nothing, no reserve. You teach that in 30 seconds, we can raise our consciousness, make a difference, save a life, heal. Can you share that 30-second idea with us so that we can do it?
Absolutely, and I think this is so important to the consciousness today, especially with all the stresses and the tensions that we have in society going on right now for people, you know, where there are a lot more stresses on people overall. And these 30-second gestures are small things. Again, we don't have to sit around meditating 5, 6, 8 hours a day. It comes down to the simple little things, and that means smiling at somebody. It means holding the door open for somebody. For example, you see somebody and their arms are full of groceries at the grocery store, and maybe you open a door for them. It's these small things. It's saying hello to people. It's complimenting people. And doing these same things to yourself. I mean, how many of us stop and take the time to look ourselves in the mirror every day, starting our day off? It's a great way to start your day off. Look yourself in the mirror and go, you know what, you're an amazing person. You're an amazing person and you're doing incredible things. Even when we're at rock bottom, just because we're having a challenge or a tough time doesn't mean that we're not amazing, because we still are amazing. And we need to recognize that side of ourselves to bring it out. And when we're getting bombarded 24/7 with so much negativity out there, and there's so many of these challenging things in the world, we need to make sure we're focusing on these small things. And I watch this happen over and over again. And the key is to not worry about whether somebody responds right in that moment to you. It's a matter of doing it because it's just a great thing to do. And you're going to benefit whether they respond or not to it. It's kind of like putting an offer out there, but not forcing them to take it. And all you can do is put the offer out. There will be enough people that will take it, and it will change their days. Think about how many times that maybe you've had a rough day going on. If somebody would just hold the door open to you, it kind of stops and go, oh, my gosh, somebody's actually nice. We're getting back to some of those basic manners, like thank you. These are all compassionate acts, and it's the small things that do it. I'm amazed. I started doing the thing recently on LinkedIn. Every time I got an endorsement from somebody, I sent them a thank you. And that seems like Man, that's got to take a lot of time to do that, right? But it's such a small thing out of my day. It literally takes me about 30 seconds to write that thank you to them. But it changes their whole day that somebody actually took the time to say thank you. So if I have 30 opportunities in a day to do that, and we think about it, how many seconds does it really take you to say hi? It doesn't even take 30.
And it's kind of cumulative, isn't it? I mean, because there's always so much more going on than we can see, always so much more, those little gestures that we do in the world can start, it's like you can turn the tide, right? I got in last night after a very long plane ride, I'm all jet-lagged and cranky, and I go to the store to buy my apples and my almond milk and all that kind of stuff, and it's a self-checkout, right? Well, I struggle with the physical world tremendously, Jesse. I'm the girl who's always pushing on the fitness pole, right? I don't interface with the physical world well, so I'm struggling with the self-checkout here with my apples and my almond milk. Here comes this woman who takes time to show me what to do, to tell me it's okay, to laugh with me as we try to make this work. She shifted my energy in a tremendous way. It took her 30 seconds, and it changed everything for me. It was a big deal.
And it's such a good thing. And the thing that I love about the 30-second gestures, too, these small little things, is, again, you never know what intense situation somebody's going through. Like you say, you struggle with certain things. And acknowledging, we don't have to know why somebody's struggling. Instead of sitting there making a judgment like, oh, my gosh, why can't Karen get that done? How unconfident of her. You know, instead, doing what that person did and going over and laughing about it and saying, hey, let me see if I can help you out with something. And it changes completely. And what's interesting is sometimes doing multiple 30-second gestures throughout the day will have a much bigger impact than, say, actually blocking off 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour of time and doing something. And the reason that I say that is because with those little things, first of all, a lot of times we don't get to see the bigger picture of the big results. And those 30-second gestures can literally save lives. We may not get to see that whole picture, but they can literally save lives, and I can explain that in a moment. But what happens is because we're touching that point at multiple points during a day, then what happens is our focus is more frequently on that positive energy. It's more frequently on the giving. So we have a more constant giving flow as opposed to one big burst of energy and then it's dead for the next 23 hours.
Right.
So you right. have a more constant flow. And when you're more consistently doing that, then your mindset and your energy and your heart is more open. So it creates this flow where you're constantly bringing things in as well, which constantly then perpetuates that cycle of, hey, I'm feeling better. I'm getting a little bit back. So now I'm going to give a little bit more. And it's not, again, about getting back from the person you're giving to. It's about knowing the universe is going to bring it back to you. And it's going to bring it back to you 3 to 10 times whatever you're giving out. I mean, imagine if we thought about that in the terms of money these days, right? Or any act. If you spent a dollar and you got $3 to $10 back, how many times would you be going out and spending a dollar?
You could get a lot of apples and almond milk for that.
A lot of apples and almond milk. I mean, fortunately, I just got to pull some apples off my tree, so I didn't have to buy any for a week or two here. But it's the same thing. So when we look at those 30-second gestures, now an example of this is that somebody, for example, and I have this in my book, holds a door open or an elevator door open, say, for somebody leaving work. And that woman is trying to rush off to meet her husband for dinner that's going to be a business dinner with a really important client. And because that person held the door open, they were then able to get to their car, and they were able to just kind of time those stoplights well, get across town, make it to the dinner on time. Because she was on time, everything flowed very smoothly with the client, and everything went very well. And the server provided great service that night because they were more relaxed and not irritated and not demanding on the server. And as a result of that, the business deal goes through. As a result of the business deal going through, the server gets a bigger tip that night. That tip, that extra money, just happened to be enough to help her pay a bill that she needed to pay. As a result of this business deal going through, many jobs opened up. As a result of many jobs opened up, one of the people that got that job was somebody who was on the edge of foreclosure, about ready to be completely evicted from their home because they were backlogged 6 months on payments. That stress of being backlogged on payments had their spouse completely ill to the point they were walking on death's door. So as a result of all of this going through, they were able to catch up on their payments. The health issues were able to be reversed, and the life was literally saved from a less than 30-second gesture of holding an elevator door open.
Fantastic. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back after this.
Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Yeah! I'm just a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Jessie Ann Nichols-George. She's the author of Activating Compassion. There's a wonderful workbook that goes with that, by the way. And you can find out more about Jessie and her work at jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com. It's Jessie, J-E-S-S-E, Ann Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, George, and then the number one, .com. It is worth the spelling. There are videos there for you. There's all kinds of stuff about her work. And Jessie, you've got your new book, which focuses on relationships, that's available at the site too, right?
Yes, and the brand new books, it's really interesting. This is a little different approach to relationships because it focuses on masculine and feminine energy. And so no matter what sex we are, we both have that masculine and energy, feminine energy that we take on, and they alternate throughout relationship dynamics. Even in same-sex relationships, you have a masculine and a feminine dynamic. So learning how these different energies work helps us learn how to communicate, break down the communication barriers, helps us to understand our partners better. So it's really all about how to create your perfect relationship. And this is designed to help people find and develop and build and maintain that perfect relationship for them. And that's the key, because we all have different concepts of what's perfect for us. You know, what's perfect for one person is not what's perfect for another. And so by learning how to make those communication with our partner, it's just an amazing dynamic. And I'm so happy to have these released because it's just breaking through relationship challenges for people. I address the challenges that come up in relationships, what's fixable. I address when to walk away from it, things like this. And the title of those books is You, Me, Life, Dreams. And then it's also You, Me, Life, Dreams, the workbook. And so really amazing work. If you're in a relationship, you want to build it, grow it, develop, find one, these are the books to have. So.
Wow. And compassion is important in relationships, too, especially as relationships go on. If you're in a long-term relationship, we can get to that place where we no longer see our partner as
yes.
we used to see them, right? We're seeing through that lens of it's somebody who we've gotten used to being with them, and there's resentment that builds up, and it's so important to balance that masculine and feminine energy to get that clear perspective, to come from that balanced place.
Absolutely. And it is, and there is that foundation of compassion. That is a huge key to what makes a relationship work, because when we start to realize that, hey, our partner is not getting upset at us, it's not really a personal thing, they're just really stressed right now, and they need a different approach than normal during those stress times. So there are these little pieces, and it is those compassionate approaches, and a lot of the tips I use are compassion-based in there. So there again, that message runs right through the work.
Wow. Well, it runs through life. As you say, that's our true nature. Go ahead.
Oh, and the key with that title, too, is you, me, being that so many people think, well, all of a sudden we become one. And yes, there's an overlap of a we in there. But for relationships to truly work, we need to keep our own identity within the relationship. And we always have these dreams that we're trying to get to. But a lot of times what happens in the process of getting to those dreams is life.
Yeah. Now, you have online courses that you offer. You've got a big TV gig coming up. There's a compassion tour coming up. How can people connect with you and find out more about your work? And brag a little bit. Do you mind bragging a little bit about all this?
I would love to brag. I love to brag. The Compassion Tour is a multi-state nationwide tour that I do. If I can break into Canada, I will be breaking into Canada, but that's still up in the air at the moment. It's a blend of workshops, retreats, book signings, seminars, fundraising events. And the fundraising events, by the way, 90% of what I take in for the fundraising events goes to the organization. So I look to organizations, for example, like Chiari is one. I have a high school friend that deals with Chiari, and so that's become one of the organizations that I will work with. Live and Let Live Farm Rescue in Cheshire, New Hampshire is another one that I like to work with. They're doing amazing work. They're 100% volunteer run out there, and they rescue from all over the United States. They'll even rescue like Premarins, the pregnant horses and animals, and so they just do amazing, amazing work out there. I'm going to be, it looks like, starting off the tour early March with a taping for Bridging Heaven and Earth, which is an amazing group of people, Alan and Bianca, who had that up. And it's a PBS show that airs in the Santa Barbara area. And they also have their show online through Vimeo, and YouTube has all the shows on there. And I'm so blessed to be a part of this season with them. And they bring in people who are doing these amazing workshops and services to people and teaching people these different skill sets that are very heart-centered approaches, that literally their work is focused on how do we bring heaven and earth together? How do we experience heaven on earth? How do we use what's happening here on earth to transform and evolve and to raise the consciousness of things? They also have a huge art project that goes on where even if you're not considering yourself a huge artist, you can participate in that, and they accept art, and it sells all over the world, and it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you put together is good enough, and then that goes out and it helps, and they're also 100% volunteer run. The only way they support their tapings is through the art project, and people can come and watch that show if they want, or they can come in and watch the taping where we're going to tape the show in Santa Barbara. It's going to be happening March 9th. And I also will be doing a book signing out around that same time in the Solvang area at a little bookstore there. So there will probably be workshops and other things set up around that time on there.
Wow.
For people that want to come on and check out my work, if they're willing to, you know, go ahead and let me put them on my mailing list. I have an incredible tool that I've created called the Genesis Clearing Statement. I give that to them absolutely free, and that's designed to clear blocks, obstacles, challenges, as well as manifest. You can use it for both things. And it clears no matter whether it's present life, past life, parallel life, genetically coded, wherever it comes from, it can clear things for you.
And Jesse, thank you so much for being on the show today. We're fresh out of time. This tells me that we need another 15 hours. That's what this tells me.
I can go on and on.
Well, please do. Thank you so much for being here today. Many blessings to you. That is Jessie Ann Nichols George. Head over to jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com to connect with her and her work. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess.
What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate. Change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.